Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the country today, expect mostly sunny skies with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, a warm afternoon awaits, while Jerusalem sees clear conditions with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasant, making it a great day to be outside. Eilut enjoys sun-drenched skies, perfect for those by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the U.S. has reimposed a naval blockade as President Trump threatens to increase strikes on Iran, urging them to negotiate. Also, Israel Hayom noted earlier today that Trump has warned Iran of the next phase of American attacks, outlining continued strikes until an agreement is reached. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Iranian strikes caused massive explosions in Kuwait while drones targeted U.S. military installations in Jordan earlier today. Separately, I-24 News documented a U.S. five-hour wave of strikes aimed at disrupting Iran's attacks on commercial shipping, resulting in casualties and injuries. And finally, from earlier today, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned Iran of a stronger response if attacked, assuring readiness for any scenario. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24NEWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted earlier today about potential scenarios, including continued tensions, escalation, or a diplomatic resolution. Eyal Yaakovi questioned the responsibility of the Muslim Brotherhood in a post from earlier today. Visegrad 24, a regional news account, noted the ongoing Iranian ballistic missile strikes on Kuwait, reporting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. naval blockade. The Times of Israel reports that President Trump has made it clear that Iran must negotiate or face increased military pressure. The U.S. claims to have already engaged in talks with Tehran, despite the ongoing tension. This move signals a heightened level of U.S. involvement in the region, affecting regional stability and maritime security. Turning to Iranian strikes in Kuwait, the Jerusalem Post highlights that six emergency teams responded to the explosions with no injuries but significant material damage. This attack follows earlier strikes on U.S. forces in Jordan, reflecting escalating regional tensions. The impact could strain U.S.-Kuwait relations and increase regional military readiness. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's five-hour strike against Iran, reported by I-24 News, aimed to limit Iran's capacity to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The operation resulted in casualties, demonstrating the high stakes of maritime security in the region. This could lead to increased military presence in the strategic waterway, impacting global oil markets. Finally, Netanyahu's warning reported by JNS emphasizes Israel's preparedness to counter any Iranian aggression. This statement strengthens Israel's position amidst rising tensions and serves as a deterrent to potential hostilities, impacting diplomatic dynamics with Iran. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Palestinian businessman Nasser Nasser has taken legal action against Israel over trade and border restrictions impacting Gaza. These legal moves highlight ongoing economic challenges and could influence future trade policies. Separately, CTEC reveals that Naftali Gluskin has joined Vine Ventures as principal, expanding their investment team in Israel. This appointment underscores the growing interest in early-stage investments in infrastructure, cybersecurity, and AI within the country. And finally, Walla Business discusses the global wave of high-tech layoffs, with CEOs citing AI implementation. However, data from 22,000 companies suggests other underlying factors. This trend could reshape the tech job market in Israel and globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.